Charter schools are one of the most closely watched experiments in public education. There are some 2,700 of these independent schools around the country, schools that operate as private schools at taxpayer expense, free from state regulations and teachers' unions. So far, their overall academic performance has been mixed. Some have even been shut down because of mismanagement or because they're simply not working. One place where charter schools are working, though, is Chicago. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has this report.
Charter schools in Chicago are working the way proponents envisioned 12 years ago. For the most part, they're small, well-run, and they offer parents something they want. Parents have flocked to the Choir Academy Charter School on the fringes of Chicago's South Side because they've bought into the idea that music helps kids thrive. Every morning in almost every classroom, children sing. On the third floor, a world percussion class performs for a group of visitors. And down on the first floor, two sixth graders hover over a 24-track Yamaha digital console hooked up to a computer. They're mixing a piece written, composed, and performed by fifth graders.
Man, you got people out here who love you. You shouldn't have never left them alone. I'm telling my little sisters crying at home every night, all day. Daddy, come home. I don't want to be alone anymore.
The words and the beat pound out a little boy's yearning, a child's anger. Daddy, come home. I don't want to be alone anymore. It's a window to many kids' lives here, says Principal Jan Urist.
We can't solve all the problems that the kids come from, their issues in the neighborhood or at home. But what we can provide is other ways for them to feel like they've achieved something and they have success.
Urist, a cheerful woman with a long ponytail and a fixed smile, says very few of the mostly poor children who attend this school arrived with musical training, but no one leaves without it, thanks to the school's benefactor, the Chicago Children's Choir. Only 2 years since it opened, overall test scores at the Choir Academy have improved, especially in reading, writing, and math.
I have to believe that if they're turned on, excited, obviously that would be reflected in their test scores. And if that's the game that we all play, then so be it. There are many other measures by which our kids are growing and achieving beyond those test scores. I love this place. What can I say? It's a dream come true.
If we step back and look at the overall performance of charter schools nationally, though, the Choir Academy is the exception, not the rule. One of the biggest independent studies of charter schools to date, done by the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C., found that students in charter schools were performing well below public school students on standardized reading and math tests. Charter schools in Arizona, Texas, and California have been shut down because of financial and academic fraud, bogus test scores, and inflated attendance rates. Chicago has been spared, but what disappoints Deborah Lynch, president of the Chicago Teachers Union, is that instead of sharing their successes, charter schools here operate like a rival school system, intent on magnifying the flaws in urban public education.
The idea was that without the bureaucracy, without lots of the rules and regulations, folks that really wanted to try doing things differently would be free to do them, learn things that then would inform the system and drive changes within the system. But there's no interaction that I'm aware of.
And what's really poisoned the relationship between teachers' unions and charter schools is the fact that in Chicago, as in most places, charter school teachers don't have collective bargaining rights, and almost half are not certified by the state to teach.
Being a certified teacher does not in any sense whatever guarantee that you're an excellent teacher.
Joe Nathan helped write the nation's first charter school law in Minnesota in 1991 and now works with the Center for School Change at the University of Minnesota.
What the charter schools have said is we want the flexibility to hire the people we think really makes sense in exchange for responsibility to improve student achievement.
Nathan believes the untold story of charter schools is how they've taken the poorest, toughest kids and turned so many of them around with less money compared to what regular public schools receive from the government. In Chicago, charter schools get what all schools get on average, about $5,300 per student. But they're not eligible for funds the state earmarks for building facilities or specialized academic programs. Perspective's charter school near downtown Chicago is a good example, though, of how some schools have done more with less, and then used their success to attract big private donations. This is a school with 160 low-income students, grades 6 to 12, housed in a row of yellow double-wide trailers that look like they've been welded together. The school's front lobby looks and functions like a big living room with secondhand sofas and coffee tables. Today, Kendra Brooks, Armisha Bell, and Harold Martinez, all of them seniors, have only two things on their minds: graduation and college.
Everyone this year is going to either college or has a full stable job or is going to enlist in the military. That's one of the requirements in order for you to graduate from this school. You have to be doing something. And this year, it's everyone's going to college.
I'm going to Wilberforce University in Ohio.
I'm going to Eureka College in Eureka, Illinois on a scholarship.
I'm going to Carleton College on a full scholarship.
The entire graduating class at Perspectives, all 21 seniors, are going to college this year. Not bad, considering that nearly half of the city's public high school students don't graduate. Kim Day, a tireless woman with a missionary zeal, is the principal and co-founder of this six-year-old school. She says she would have left teaching had it not been for this chance to create a place with a culture built on rigorous academics and respect.
You got to have a culture, because you can bring in every great initiative, academic initiative, but if the culture in the school doesn't support it,
it'll just be another failed program, says Day. The same goes for this school district, says Greg Richmond, the man the city of Chicago hired to watch over charter schools. He says if the educational culture of a community is not open to new ideas and new kinds of schools, charter schools will just be another failed experiment. Public schools and charter schools must work together, says Richmond.
What we're doing here in Chicago is we don't view it as a war against charter schools or charter schools against the school district. We need more good schools in Chicago. We don't care who gets the credit.
The state of Illinois has approved 15 new charter schools in Chicago, raising the total in the city to 30. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.